All right, guys. I'm Sully, or I'm DJ Punky, I guess, on air. I'm in here with some friends, some DJs. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Howdy. I'm DJ Trev Tassione.
And I am Jazio.
And we're in here for the 4 to 5 segment, so you guys better get excited because we're not playing music until you donate. So if you don't feel like donating, then you don't get to listen to music. So I actually donated so that I could request a song. Donate $1 or more. You can do that by like calling in and letting us know that you donated on the donor wall and telling us a song. You can do that by if you have like any of our numbers or our Instagram or anything like that. You can DM us, text us, call us, anything. We will accept any form. Like you can even like Venmo and then put the song that you want in the Venmo. But we're going to start you guys off with my new favorite Halloween song, Kidnap the Sandy Claus, and that is from Nightmare Before Christmas, but it's the Korn cover of it, which I recently found, and I really like. But before that, I'm just going to encourage you guys again, please donate, because if not, you're not going to get to hear very much music. You're just going to get to hear a lot about our lives, and I'm guessing that you probably don't really care that much about that. But anyway, yeah, here's Kidnap the Sandy Claus by Korn. We will be watching the phone and our individual cell phones. So please, please donate. Please request songs. $1 or more. That's all it takes. $1. Here's Korn. All right, so that was Korn with Kidnap the Sandy Claws. I thought I would just kind of set the mood for Halloween since this is our Halloween-themed fundraiser week. Radiothon's the best day of fundraiser week. Nobody can tell me otherwise. The concert's pretty fun, too. What do y'all think? Best day of fundraiser week so far?
Oh, yeah.
I would have to concur.
I like Korn a lot. I like Korn. Like the food,
the vegetable, and the band.
I'm just getting into the band. The vegetable's pretty good though. Like, put some butter on that, and it's like real savory.
I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna put some butter on my Korn albums and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Butter them up.
Yeah, you put like Korn with Korn.
That's how you unlock the hidden track.
Yeah. that you might unlock. You might open your third eye. That might be it.
That might be it.
That's all you gotta do.
Yeah. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go try that real quick.
We'll let you know what happens. Anyway, up next, we have three requests already. For those of you listening, if you're listening now, then you'll hear it. But if you've got somebody that you know is gonna tune in the next like 10, 15 minutes, it's going to be real weird for them because they're not going to know what's going on. But we've got 93 Million Miles Away, which is a song about the sun from a children's like planet CD. So I don't know if y'all have heard this song before, but me and my sister used to listen to it all the time. My sister's the one that requested these.
I'm ready for it, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm strapped in.
Well, then after that, we've got Parked Out by the Lake by Dean Summerwind.
Oh, banger.
So you guys better get ready for that one. If you've never heard that song, stay tuned for that song. Like, I'm not even just saying, like, stay tuned so that, like, you'll donate to us or anything, but, like, stay tuned. That song is worth it. And then after that, we've got the theme from Rawhide by the Blues Brothers.
Ooh.
And then we will be back with you. We've got more requests rolling in, so it looks like you guys don't have to listen to us talk for an hour. Unfortunate for y'all, really. But here we go. Here's 93 Million Miles Away.
If you wanna go to the nearest star, we better take some time to figure just how far. Cause if you're gonna fly to the closest one, don't be surprised to learn it's your very own son. How far do you think that it is gonna be? Well, you're gonna have to do some trigonometry. Cause I'm 93 million miles away. 93 million miles away. If you come to visit, land to stay. Cause I'm 93 million miles away. 93 million miles away. I'm the sun shining every day. Like a place that is really hot, you needn't go out looking, I know just the spot. You'll never have to worry that you'll ever freeze. I have a temperature of 15 million degrees. Now you may wish the earth was closer to my light. You gotta keep a distance, that's exactly right. Cause I'm 93 million miles away. 93 million miles away. If you come to visit, plan to stay. Cause I'm 93 million miles away. 93 million miles away. I'm the sun shining every day. Miles away, 93 million miles away. If you come to visit, plan to stay. Cause I'm 93 million miles away. 93 million miles away. I'm the sun shining every day. 93 million miles away. 93 million miles away. If you come to visit, plan to stay, cause I'm 93 million miles away. 93 million miles away. Oh, 93!
Oh, yeah.
Still parked out by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe. And I'm sitting here just parked out by the lake. If you're wondering where I parked, I'm out parked by the lake. It's the lake that's 80 miles from Santa Fe. And I'm parked out by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe. It's the lake that's parked where I'm at, out by the lake. And this lake is where I'm parked, 80 miles from Santa Fe. And I'm still parked out here by this lake, 80 miles from Santa. That old lake, the one by Santa Fe, that's where I'm at. I'm sitting out here parked, and I'm parked here by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe. And it's a lake that you remember where I parked. And I'm parked out by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe. It's the lake that's parked where I'm at, out by the lake. And this lake is where I'm parked, 80 miles from Santa Fe. And I'm still parked out here by this lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe. And someday gonna move, but right now I'm parked. And you know that lake out by Santa Fe, that's where I'm at. I'm parked, waiting for you. And you know that I'm parked out by the lake. You remember that lake out by Santa Fe. And I'm gonna sit here parked out by this lake, out by this lake, by the lake at Santa Fe. I'm sitting out here parked. Where I told you
streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling, roar hard. Rain and wind and weather, hell bent for leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good bills, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move them on,
hit them up,
hit them up,
move them on,
move them on,
hit them up,
roar high. Cut 'em out!
Ride 'em in!
Ride 'em in!
Cut 'em out!
Cut 'em out! Ride 'em in rawhide! Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving. doggies moving rawhide. Don't try to understand them, just rope, throw, and brand them. Soon we'll be living high and wild. My heart's calculating, my true love will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of my line. Move them on,
hit
them
up,
move them on,
move them on,
hit them up, rawhide. Cut them out,
ride
them in,
cut them out,
cut them out, ride them in rawhide.
Hit
'em up,
hit 'em up,
move 'em on,
hit 'em up,
raw hide, cut 'em out,
ride 'em in,
cut 'em
out,
cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw hide.
So that was the Blues Brothers with Theme from Rawhide. Before that was Parked Out by the Lake by Dean Summerwind. And before that was 93 Million Miles Away by the Singing Planets. For the Parked Out by the Lake song, it's very hit or miss, I'll say. What do y'all think?
I love it.
Was that the second one?
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't... I could... Yeah. That's what I'll say on it.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair reaction to the song. We had a caller call in and ask how much he could pay me to skip it, and I couldn't do that because people had paid to hear it. But
I really like the first one about the planets. What's y'all's favorite planet?
Ooh, that's deep. I don't know. Let me get back to you on that one.
Jupiter is obviously the only right answer.
Pluto.
Probably like
Pluto. I mean, because it makes so many people mad. The science elite is always going to pretend like it's not a planet.
I like Uranus. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Hey, radio policy, come on.
Well, no, it's a planet.
That's a couple points right there.
I don't know what you're talking about. I generally think that it being one of the blue giants is it's a really pretty planet. It's rings as well. It's a gas giant. Y'all should look at Uranus a little bit more.
I will.
Yeah.
I'll look into it.
Yeah.
I saw a little comic the other day that was really cute. It was like, had a little picture of Jupiter, like, and it was like, I want one, like, grabbing a moon. And then it was like, I only need one. And then, like, the next panel had, like, Jupiter with, like, 50 moons. And it was really cute. Just wanted more. I don't think I described that very well, but it was cute.
That was adorable. It touched my heart.
As someone who has seen the meme, I can confirm. It's cute.
Well, we do have more song requests. So up next is Why Does the Sun Shine by They Might Be Giants. Thank you, Aiden, for that request. Then we have John the Fisherman, which is by our very own, or it's by Primus, but requested by our very own Treptacion.
That it is.
And then Monster Mash requested by Jazio. So, yeah. y'all better get excited. Those songs are not going to go together, but we're going to play them back to back.
I think they might vibe well together.
So here they are.
Rawhide! The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace where hydrogen is built into helium. Of millions of degrees. The sun is hot, the sun is not a place where we could live. But here on Earth there'd be no life without the light it gives. We need its light, we need its heat, the sunlight that we see. The sunlight comes from our own sun's atomic energy. The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. The sun is hot.
The sun is so hot that everything on it is a gas. Aluminum, copper, iron, and many others. would fit inside. And yet, it is only a middle-sized star. The sun is far away, about 93 million miles away, and that's why it looks so small. But even when it's out of sight, the sun shines night and day. We need its heat, we need its light, the sunlight that we see. The sunlight comes from our own cells, atomic energy. Scientists have found that the sun is a huge atom-smashing machine. The heat and light of the sun are caused by the nuclear reactions between hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon, and helium. The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. The sun.
my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent
you. Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good!
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash good!
Monster mash good!
All right, so that was the Monster Mash. I hope y'all know that because I feel like everybody knows that song. But while we were listening to that song, Jozio revealed for us that you were what to the Monster Mash?
I was jamming to the Monster Mash. Second of all, I was the vampire in my elementary school play. I was Dracula. It was the highlight. I think I peaked in elementary school, like right around third grade. It was great. Like it was a great memory.
I wish I could have been there.
I wish everyone was there in my life. Just like a packed cafeteria of just like y'all the same age you are now, watching a third grade year old me, just like Dracula.
Oh yeah.
It was great. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember anything from third grade, but I know that, well, our school had a play, but I was never in it because it was always like this huge production that was like, you had to like go after school and like stay for like hours every day to like practice, and we were like, no. Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
It was always like really good whenever they did it, but like that was like, if you did the play, like that's all you did. You did school and the play, and then you went home and went to bed and woke up the next morning and came to school.
Ooh.
Ask Amanda. I just learned that the station manager here and I went to the same elementary school at the same time, but we didn't ever know each other.
That's
crazy.
So cute.
Crazy. I learned that last night. That's insane.
That is crazy.
It's a small school, too.
Oh.
Small school, small world.
Yeah.
Y'all know what they say.
True, I hear that all the time.
Well, we had a request for Bonanza Ska, and I was so excited to play it, but I looked up the lyrics, and I don't think it's clean, so I can't play it. If I'm wrong, then, like, I'm going to go, like, I didn't have time to listen through it, but I'm going to listen through it like while this next song is playing, and if it's clean and the lyrics that I found were wrong, then I'll be playing it. If not, thank you very much for your request. But I can't. I can break music policy for Radiothon, but I cannot break FCC policy for Radiothon.
I would most definitely enjoy some ska, if at all possible.
We'll see what we can do about that. You can donate $1, and then Ooh. I can play some ska. Mm.
Right,
you can have whatever
right.
ska you want for $1.
All right, that Primus song already set me back $3, so I'll know how much more I can donate.
Well, I donated again, so we're going to have... This song is for DJ Trev Tassion, because Ooh. It's... We both love Adam Lambert, but it's an Adam Lambert song that I don't think he's heard.
Ooh.
And for those of you who know him, you know... that he, at any given time, like, if you flipped a coin, like 50% of the time, if you just, like checked in on, like, Trev Tassion, like, he would be popping and locking. Like, that 50% of the time on this earth, he's popping and locking.
Can confirm.
He probably does it in his sleep. I don't know. But he loves the pop and lock. And he'll like, get, like, a whole line of people to do it. Like, you all line up and he'll do it.
Good when it's in a circle. Everyone's like holding hands, and
it keeps going.
Never ends.
It's like the wave, but it's a popping lock.
Ooh, I need to start that at like sporting events, just like the popping lock wave.
new USC tradition.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the new alma mater. Everybody just popping locks around in a wave around the stadium.
Third down popping lock.
Oh
yes. Game changer. Intimidate the opponent.
No completions ever.
Step one, injure the opponent. Step two, pop and lock.
Yes.
Step two, pop. Step three, lock.
Follow those rules. You will never lose another game again.
USC needs all the help they can get, so maybe you should take it up the ladder.
Ooh.
Coach Beamer, let me introduce one to you.
Put me in, Coach. I'm popping lock on him.
Anyway, we've got Pop That Lock by Adam Lambert up next.
Ooh, can't wait.
I just recently discovered this song, and I was like, oh, how did I not know?
Pop That Lock.
Here's Adam Lambert, and y'all better request stuff, because this is the last requested song we have, and it's because I requested it. So otherwise, you're going to have to hear us talking about popping and locking for... half an hour.
Oh no.
So here's Adam Lambert.
Left, right, step up to the spotlight. Why you acting uptight? I'm taking you to school. That's right. High, low, don't tell me you don't know how to ever let go. I'm taking you to school. That's right. Tonight we burn it all. Get high, get tall. Yeah, we're lighter than air. You got the key to your release. So pack that lock until you're lighter than air. If you wanna be up, you got to dream. If you got the key, then baby, pop that lock. If you wanna free up, you have got to scream. If you got the key, then baby, pop that lock.
Oh,
All right, we are back. I hope you guys liked that. I greatly enjoyed that song. And I could tell that Trev Tassion was enjoying it as well.
I was. I like the little breakdown part.
Y'all should see us in the studio. I swear. Anyway, up next, we have a few songs. The first one is My Name is Mud by Primus. But give me 1 second. And the other ones I haven't gotten queued up yet because I got the request for them right at the end of that last song. But we'll get to that one in a second. First, I'm going to tell y'all about... Okay, we will not be playing My Name is Mud because apparently it has lyrics that we cannot play. But we will be playing Around the World by Daft Punk because I know that that song has like no lyrics in it. It's just like three words, and the words are around the world. And just that over and over and over again. So I think it's like 7 minutes long too. So that's going to lead up our show, but that means that y'all don't have to listen to us talk.
Now we're talking.
But before we play that, we are going to talk to you guys about the concert tomorrow.
Concert.
Yeah, y'all better pull up to the concert. I believe there is a prize. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the prize. Am I allowed to say the prize?
The prize is a bar tab for like the best like costume.
Yeah.
And I don't remember how much.
I believe it was $50.
Okay, so obviously, if you are not of age to drink, then we are not advertising that you go drink with that bar tab. But they also have food, so you could, you know, get food.
Can't
you could
confirm.
Probably get merch too, I would assume.
Ooh,
right?
I didn't think about that, but that is probably true. And their food is very pretty good, above average, I would say. Especially the Frito burrito.
I will be getting a lot of quesadillas with a $50 tab.
Yeah.
They got good prices too. Oh, you got to save that $50 tab for the $1 taco night.
Get 50 tacos.
Get 50 tacos.
Tacos on me.
Well, yeah. Anyway, come out to New Brooklyn. I don't think we even mentioned where it was, but come to our show at New Brooklyn tomorrow. It's going to be amazing. If you come, you might get to see us dressed up in our costumes. You might not even recognize us. My costume's gonna be good. If it's a $50, like if it's $50 worth of burritos, that's a really good prize.
That is pretty good.
And I hope that you can spend it more than one day, because if I have to eat $50 worth of burritos in one night, that's not gonna go well.
Wait, you can't do that?
I can't. Can you?
Yeah.
We can. We'll split it around. We'll have some radio people there.
I'll say burritos on the house.
On the house.
I'll love it. My stomach won't.
Earlier, we were in the car, and Trev Tassion was talking. We were on the way here. He was talking about how he's going to go order, like, a scotch or a whiskey or something at some point at a bar when he's older. And he's going to say, they're going to say, do you want it on the rocks? And he's going to say, no, I want it on the house.
Oh, yeah. Bartenders love that, I'm sure.
Alpha move.
Alpha. They have no other choice than to give it to you for free.
You got me.
The secret menu.
It's like one of those ads that are like bartenders hate him. Find out how he drinks for free everywhere.
Actually, I'd prefer it on the house.
Well, anyway, here's Around the World by Daft Punk, and then we'll be back with you guys to tell you what the next song will be.
I'm Thank you.
All right, guys, we're back. This is going to be our last song. We did manage to fill the hour with just requests. I'm not kidding. I came in here, like, I did not even have a playlist. I hadn't even, like, made a playlist. Like, I didn't just not have, like, stuff in the playlist. I didn't make even a blank playlist. Like, there was nothing. And y'all managed to fill an hour, so I'm feeling pretty good about that. We barely had to talk at all. So we barely got to talk at all, but that's okay. Jazio's been posted up at the mic every song.
No.
He wants you to know that's not true.
It's not, but I do enjoy talking to y'all.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be our last song. It's going to be Drink by Alestorm. The one you just heard was Burning Down the House by the Talking Heads. Trev Tassion, you've heard this song before.
I have heard this song. I'm a fan of this song. I think it's a nice, silly one.
My friend Maggie donated to hear this song, so thank you, Maggie. A while ago, I played them on my show, and I think it may have been, like, the first time that she'd heard them, or the first time in a while, at least, and she loved it. So, yeah, that's Alestorm, or this will be Alestorm with Drink. I'm DJ Punky.
DJ Trev Tassion signing off.
And I've been Jazio.
It's been real fun. I don't think I ever announced, like, the name of our little segment, but you've been listening to 2.5 DJs.
Jazio is the half.
Yes.
No.
Jazio failed his DJ exam.
No. See, we were supposed to keep it anonymous on who the half was and who the two were.
We all know who the half was.
Listen, y'all. That's not set in stone. It's just 2.5 DJs. Y'all can assume.
So y'all can take from it what you will, but what I would take from it is that Jazio's the half.
No. No.
But anyway, here's Drink by Alestorm. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for donating. Please come out to the concert tomorrow. It'll be a lot of fun. Wear a costume. And then up next, we're going to have another exciting hour. I suggest that you donate, because I've heard what's going to happen if you don't, and it's not good. Not quite as bad as Trev Tassion's idea for just ASMR until somebody donates, but not good either. So thank you guys for listening again. Thank you for donating. You're listening to WUSC-FM in HD1 Columbia. Have a great afternoon.